AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The civil jury in New York hearing the rape lawsuit filed against former President Trump has heard from a second accuser. Norman Hall has details.
A woman testified that Donald Trump molested her with what seemed like 40 zillion hands on an airline flight in the late 1970s. That was years before writer E. Jean Carroll says the former president sexually assaulted her at a Manhattan department store. Jessica Leeds told jurors that Trump tried to kiss her and grabbed her chest and ran his hand up her skirt as they sat side by side in a first-class seat on a New York City-bound jet. Leeds said she wriggled free and moved to the back of the plane. Meanwhile, Trump's lawyer said the former president has decided against testifying. Trump has given sworn deposition testimony, and excerpts could be played for the jury. I'm Norman Hall.
Meantime, Sagar Magani reports the Biden administration will send 1,500 troops to the southern border amid an expected migrant surge after pandemic-era restrictions end.
The restrictions that allow the administration to turn away tens of thousands of migrants at the Mexico border will lift next week. Four administration officials say the troops will do administrative tasks so Customs and Border Protection can focus on field work. There are already some 2,700 National Guard members at the border.
U.S. officials say the administration is sending another $300 million package of military aid to Ukraine, the 37th since Russia's invasion. TV and film writers are on strike. Sean Crespo's on the picket line in New York.
It's just a pile of abuses that have, you know, you can't address them every day. They only negotiate once every few years. So these things have piled on. Like there's too much work and not enough pay. Like there's not really a path to middle class living anymore as a writer.
And the Surgeon General says loneliness poses health risks as deadly as smoking. This is AP News. Ahead of his coronation this weekend, King Charles III has visited Parliament and received a reminder the monarch's power has limits.
King Charles and Camilla, the Queen Consort, are applauded after meeting party leaders, members of Parliament and other officials in Westminster Hall. The royal couple also had the chance to see a 300-year-old gilded coach that ferried the speakers of the House of Commons to coronations and royal events, but not anymore. On Saturday, the carriage will remain in Parliament's Westminster Hall, where it's on public display. While Britain's elected lawmakers take a back seat during royal events, the monarch faces restrictions in Parliament. The King can visit Westminster Hall, the oldest part of the House of Commons, but he may not enter the House of Commons. Charles de Ledesma, London.
That tradition dates to King Charles I, who tried to arrest lawmakers in 1642, but ended up deposed, tried, and beheaded. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.